You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is going to be a very serious show. And what I'm going to tell you, especially if you haven't been listening to the news, the first time you hear it, as did I thought it was a joke, along the lines of an April Fool's joke. Last night I was listening to talk radio, and they began discussing the latest news regarding the treaty, or as the president calls it, an agreement between the United States of America and Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. So I started to listen because I'm very, very much interested in it. And this is when I didn't fall out of bed. I was in bed listening to it. My mouth just dropped. And this is, you're going to say, you must be kidding. No, this is not a joke. It's not a joke. The Iranian government will inspect its own military installations where they have been building and developing their nuclear weapons. Let me say that again. The inspectors will be the Iranian government. This was discovered by AP, the Associated Press, and I do have in my notes for the show the article with several other articles reacting to it. So it's not me saying it, but as a result of good investigative journalism by the Associated Press. And this is in an agreement, another one of those secret side agreements, where the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, that's a UN agency that's responsible for the inspections of countries that are involved with nuclear weapons or have the capability to develop nuclear weapons, to ensure that they're not developing them. In the past, these agreements have been secret. I understand that. But it's always been the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, own inspectors from other countries that do the inspecting. The country that is suspected of possible cheating and proliferating, nuclear proliferation, does not do the inspections. In other words, the terms of this side deal are unprecedented. It's been compared with, and this is a trivial example, but it brings home the point, employees, such as football players, but employees occasionally, randomly, are required to give a urine sample to make sure they're not taking any type of drugs. And it's usually the employer that requests it. It's not the response, and make sure that there's no cheating involved. You don't let the employee or the athlete at his own time and place provide the urine sample. You don't have self-inspection, and that's what this amounts to. Now, I want to point out, all along, the Iranians, both their commander in chief, the supreme leader, and other representatives of Iran have said under no circumstances will there be inspections of any military installations. Apparently, they were telling the truth. Apparently, the Iranians were telling the truth all along. Under no circumstances will Iran or the so-called Islamic Republic of Iran let any foreigners at all inspect military installations. That is completely unacceptable. Should never have been agreed to. And this is very, very important why these agreements are kept
secret.
And they are between the International Atomic Energy Agency and, in this case, Iran. The United States fully knew what was in this side agreement. My question to President Obama and Secretary Kerry, when were you going to tell the American people about this? The answer is, he lied to us. He told us there would be, there's no trust involved, it's verification. Mr. President, this isn't verification. Self-inspection by the Iranians is not verification. It is unconditional surrender and capitulation to the demands of the Iranian government. If this is your legacy, it is a failure. It is stillborn. You have lied once more to the American people, once more to Congress, by misleading them and not disclosing what you were doing and what your negotiations were doing. This is completely unacceptable. No, it's not a joke. It's treason. Because President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry are betraying their oath of office to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not sell out the American people and its national security so you can have a legacy and Kerry can have a Nobel Peace Prize. And I want to warn those Democrats that are going to support, put the Democratic Party before the security of this nation, warn them. Any Democrat that votes in favor of ratifying this so-called agreement should have a target on his chest. In other words, next time he's up to in a primary or general election, the American people should send a clear message and vote them out of office. They are risking nuclear proliferation throughout the Middle East, a nuclear attack on Israel, a nuclear attack on Europe, and yes, a nuclear attack on the United States. This is par for the course for this president. There are literally dozens of reasons to impeach this president. The Republican leadership simply doesn't have the guts to do it. Doesn't have the guts, doesn't have the leadership, but that's what should happen. Because this is bad faith on the part of this administration by again lying and lying to the American people. Oh, we are going to have verification. No, you're not. The Iranians were telling the truth. No foreign inspector from the IAEA will step on any military installations, and that is where these weapons are being built, assembled, and ultimately will be tested. We already know that they have more than enough nuclear material for 10 nuclear bombs. I have said in previous shows, Iran has several nuclear weapons. The only thing they haven't done is tested them. What they're doing is, in secret, in violation of many international agreements, building nuclear weapons. And when they have enough of them, they'll test them, and then it will be too late. And as a result, the Middle East, the risk of war goes up dramatically, and other nations such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and others will seek, Turkey, will seek to have nuclear weapons as well. For the simple reason, the Iranians are Persians and Shia, and the Persians and Shia, including this regime, hate the Arabs and the Sunnis of the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey. This will lead to nuclear proliferation. This makes the entire Middle East unstable, and this is not a legacy. This is treason. Obama keeps saying, well, what's the alternative? What is the alternative? Let me review for the new listeners to the Prompt Pop Show, because I've gone over this in past shows. I'm against signing any treaty with Iran or negotiating with this regime. What should have been done in private, by U.S. representatives, whether it's Secretary Kerry or someone else, the Islamic Republic of Iran should have been given an ultimatum that by a certain date, with inspectors, observers from the United States and other governments, that you will completely destroy your nuclear infrastructure. In other words, you will completely destroy all your centrifuges for a start, dismantle your nuclear reactor, destroy or ship out of country the nuclear fuel you have already, and let complete access to all your nuclear facilities, and that includes military installations. And if the Iranian government said no, which they might very well have done, we would have made very clear that the alternative was that the United States and its allies, including Israel, would have no choice but to completely destroy all their nuclear infrastructure. But first, we would destroy their command and control centers, their radar installations, their anti-aircraft missile batteries, and command and control centers and aircraft. We would take all of that out, destroy their infrastructure for good, and if any resistance to this was launched, we would then attack the supreme leader and the military commanders. In other words, cease and desist, or we will destroy you. We will go to war. We've already been at war for going on 36 years with this regime, usually proxy wars. You see, President Obama made a mistake. You don't negotiate with terrorists, and that's what he was doing, especially terrorists that are religious fanatics. They believe the end days are upon us. They want nuclear war. They want to destroy Israel, and they will lie and deceive to accomplish that end. Instead, the arrogant and rather incompetent President Obama decides to negotiate not from strength but weakness, and unconditionally surrendered to the demands of the Iranian government and hid from the American people these side deals that were only accidentally discovered to exist. When was the president going to tell Congress about the side deals? The answer is he never was going to tell Congress about the side deals, nor was he going to tell the American people. He's playing with the lives of Americans, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, including the Middle East. The Iranian government has killed hundreds of our soldiers. President Obama knows that. Yet he negotiates with this leading terrorist regime and tells the American people, we don't trust them. We're going to insist on verification. Mr. President, self-inspection by Iranians is not verification. Even a village idiot can understand that. Apparently, you can't. And you allowed this to go forward. Your Secretary of State allowed it to go forward. You knew about it. No more lies. I don't trust you. The American people don't trust you. Because when you repeatedly lie over and over and over again to the American people, they turn you off. They don't believe what you're telling them. You have no credibility, and now you have no legacy. The only question is how many senators and representatives will vote against this deal. And I'm warning Democrats, they better take a second look at how they're going to vote. Because if you support your president and make this a party vote, while some of you are in very safe seats, many of you aren't. And once the American people understand exactly what you did, any Democrat who votes in favor of this agreement should, and in many cases will, be voted out of office. This is not really a question of Democrat versus Republican. This is a national security question, a nuclear proliferation question, and this is beyond a bad deal. This is unconditional surrender to Iran's demands. Unfortunately, it shows your negotiation team's incompetence. It also shows that you wanted to cut a deal no matter what. So supposedly, you will be like Nixon going to China. Mr. President, you're delusional. Delusional. Nixon didn't go to China and surrender to China. What he was trying to do was split China from the Soviet Union. If you think this so-called agreement rises to that level, you're delusional. You don't understand what happened. Mr. President, you are quickly becoming a laughingstock. The problem is you're dangerous because you let this go forward and try to hide it with side deals that the International Atomic Energy Agency was negotiating with Iran. Unprecedented terms. It wasn't a joke. It was treason. And more and more people are coming to that conclusion. Oh, you'll leave in January of 2017. But most Americans will say, good riddance. The Republicans won't impeach you, although if anyone should have been impeached, it was you. You will go down in history as a failure, especially in foreign policy. Your entire foreign policy has been a disaster from day one. And this was supposedly your last chance to claim a legacy. This is not a legacy. Should a Republican be elected president, one of the first things they will do is terminate this agreement. The second thing that they will do is call in the Joint Chiefs of Staff and ask for military plans to completely destroy the nuclear capability and infrastructure of Iran. And then get on the phone to the government of Israel and request that they coordinate with their own Joint Chiefs to develop plans for the total destruction of Iran's nuclear capability. And the American people will cheer it. And the third thing the Republican president should do, according to the Constitution, is go to Congress and request a declaration of war against Iran. Enough is enough. By that time, the Iranian government will probably have killed more Americans and violated your own agreement. Mr. President, leadership requires understanding when you negotiate and when you don't, and when you go to war and when you don't, and why I agree that negotiation should be tried, and it has been. When you have or you are negotiating from strength, and you were, you should have had clear positions as to what you were trying to achieve. Apparently, you don't even know how to negotiate, or your team that you chose doesn't know how to negotiate. This agreement, for all practical purposes, when you also factor in the secret side deals that weren't supposed to see the light of day, but have, it is clear that the Iranians were telling the truth and you weren't. And you completely capitulated, surrendered to virtually every demand the Iranians wanted. And ultimately, what would have happened sooner or later, Iran would have multiple nuclear weapons, and the first state that they would attack would be Israel. The irony is this. The people of Iran oppose this regime. You know that. This regime is not popular. It's frankly hated by the majority of the Iranian people. This is a dictatorial regime. It uses torture and executions to stay in power. They are religious fanatics, and they're laughing at you. They are very much laughing at you and Secretary of State Kerry. The American people don't consider this a laughing matter. They are deeply ashamed of what you and Secretary Kerry and your professional team of the State Department did. It's more than embarrassing. It's a scandal of the first order. And as more and more of the details come out, such as what other side deals were negotiated, the overwhelming majority of the American people, both Republicans and Democrats, will vote or express their opinion that this is beyond a bad deal. It is by far the worst deal that any United States representatives have ever engaged in, and that's a long history. Now, a couple of points. The Constitution is rather clear that treaties require the approval of the Senate under Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2, which reads, "The President shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided 2/3 of the Senate present concur." Unfortunately, the Republican leadership under Senator Mitch McConnell and others did not live up to the Constitution. They passed a law that was in retrospect, a huge mistake, whereby they amended or abrogated the Constitution. And instead of requiring 67 yes votes for a treaty, they went along with you and passed the Iranian Nuclear Agreement Review Act, which now puts the burden on the Republicans to get 67 votes to disapprove your so-called agreement. They capitulated to you, the Republican base, as well as independents, and as well as many commentators, the most notable being Mark Levin, and I salute Mark Levin for going after the Republicans. Remember, the vote was 98-1 passing this. Now, at the time, the argument was, if we didn't pass this, then the president was not going to submit this agreement to the Senate for approval, for the simple reason he knew he would never get the approval. Well, we're going to get a vote. That's the only good outcome of this. There's going to be a vote, and both Republicans and Democrats are going to have to go on the record. And this is one agreement where, if you go along with the president, I think you're signing your political death warrant. You're committing political suicide, because the American people know when they've been lied to. They know when they've been betrayed. They know when you're misleading them, and you have a history in that regard. So the only question is, how many votes in the Senate? Will the Senate have 67 votes? I've said in previous show, I doubt it. They're going to be short that. Yes, they're going to get some Democrats. That was before yesterday, when I learned the mendacity that you've been engaged in and not disclosing this secret side deal that gives the Iranians become the inspectors. For those that might not understand it, that is unprecedented. That never happens. Yet that is what the United States agreed to informally. This is beyond embarrassing. And the Iranian leadership, the mullahs, the supreme leader, the military commanders, the negotiators, they're laughing at you, laughing at you. The sanctions should be doubled and tripled, not withdrawn. And in the strongest terms, Congress should reprimand you and the administration for your mendacity misleading the American people. Not trust, but verification. Mr. President, you lie and you lie and you lie, and this is the big lie. But this is serious. You're dealing with a terrorist nation that, if it got many nuclear weapons, would give one or more nuclear weapons to terrorists. And who do you think they would target? American cities, European cities, and Israel, and the Saudis, and the Egyptians, and Turkey. You should return your peace prize, Mr. President, because what you negotiate is a formula for war and nuclear proliferation and the continuation of terror, not only throughout the Middle East, but also abroad. Shame on you, Mr. President, and shame on Secretary of State John Kerry. A day that will go down in history, where even the most loyal supporters of Obama finally woke up to the fact that he's selling out this great nation and its people and betraying its oath of office. It frankly is a very sad day, because I never would believe that you would go this far. But apparently you're so desperate to try to justify first your peace prize and to have some success with a disastrous treaty that endangers our allies in the Middle East, our allies in Europe, our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen abroad, and putting them potentially in harm's way. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? Apparently that you could get away with it. Well, Mr. President, you didn't get away with it. And when history is finally written, it will not be very positive to what you did. It's beyond the pale. The Republicans won't impeach you. They don't have the courage. Oh, we can't impeach the first black president. That's the only reason why you're going to skate on this. But in terms of history, oh, you'll be the first black president, but you'll also be the worst president of the United States that this country has ever had. That will be your legacy. The worst president of the United States was a black president. With that, I'll close the show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com.